It's an energy thing, believe it or not. Have you ever found yourself in that energy space where everything you do seems to just flow? Life feels good, money flows in, relationships are blossoming and your confidence and self-belief are off the charts. Then, almost without warning, you hit a metaphorical brick wall. Suddenly everything feels like a struggle. Money seems hard to find, things become irksome and irritating, and you feel fearful about making decisions. If you're anything like me, you've probably experienced both of these emotional extremes and many places in between. So what causes the change in energy? What stops the flow? And how do you get yourself back on track when you're feeling rubbish inside? Often we don't even realise we are being drawn into a negative cycle of thinking until we are really entrenched. One day we just notice our mood is down. We feel lethargic, stressed, miserable, or even depressed. Quote, "The ordinary man, who has no definite knowledge of cause and effect, is governed by his feelings or emotions." Charles Sanel, The Master Key System. Slowing the momentum. Because we live in an attraction-based universe, what we believe and feel about ourselves attracts people and circumstances of a similar vibration. Everything in our life is a mirror of what is going on inside. So if things in your life have taken a turn for the worse, you need to examine your thoughts and feelings. Looking outside of yourself for answers does not help. You have to look within at what you believe and feel. This can be easier said than done. So creative mindfulness is a fabulous way to relax and slow the momentum of negative energy caused by any number of reasons. Have you ever noticed how a young child can often be distracted from an upset and the tears stop almost immediately? I would suggest that this is because very young children have not yet reached that point in their conscious awareness that causes them to dwell on negative thought for long, enabling them to switch vibrational energy quickly. As adults, however, we often take longer to calm down after an upset. As mentioned in a previous blog, I like the Abraham Hicks description of a train travelling 100 miles an hour in one direction cannot instantaneously go 100 miles an hour in the opposite direction without causing damage to the contents. Your emotional energy has often gathered momentum by the time you become aware of it, and so you need to give yourself time to slow down and alter your perspective. Transformation comes from within. Creative mindfulness is a perfect way to do this. As well as uplifting your mood, it also gives you time to reflect, connect with your feelings, and see things with a fresh insight. More often than not, the answers you seek are right there in front of you. You are just unable to see them from a low emotional vibration. Your mind is enormously powerful, but it can only see what it has been prepared to see. Edward de Bono says unless we prepare the brain by creating new possibilities, we are unable to see new patterns and ideas. Quote, "Creativity involves breaking out of established patterns in order to look at things in a different way." Edward de Bono. Believe in yourself. As you take rubbish and transform it into beautiful creative projects, you are also taking your rubbish emotional state and transforming it. In our modern world, crammed full of instant everything and ever more powerful technology, we can lose our real self in gigabytes, advertising and fast food. Is it time you took some time to reconnect with yourself, reignite your creative spirit and change the way you look at things? Then book yourself onto one of my creative mindfulness courses today. 100% of course members think everybody should do this course. Quote, "Whether you think you can or think you can't, you are right." Henry Ford. Believe and do. To receive my 12 Meditation Mandala ebook and news updates, please register in the box at the top right of this screen.